know how you're doing. Okay?
Do you want to have that?
What?
Probably the first kids that come. No, getting there.
Okay, let's begin, guys.
Okay,
we've got to start the new sugya of Ha'u Arva. Okay. I have a few horrors, few more points from the previous sugya, but let's leave those. Maybe we'll leave those for tomorrow. Let's want to begin the next sugya, okay? And a few, one or two horrors there, but we'll continue. We'll begin the next sugya. Okay. Before we begin the next sugya, it's important for us to introduce the principle of Kol Dolim Kvar. And that principle is very puzzling in the order of the Gemara. I didn't give it to you. I didn't give it to you in Sai, but if you noticed, if you looked at after the two dots, the Gemara has a machlokus between two guys as to whether it's my father's boat. One guy says it's his father's, other guy says it's his father's. And what does Rav Nachman say on the bottom of the Amud? He says, Kol Dolim Kvar. The truth is, you would have wanted that to be before this sugya that we're going to learn. In fact, the Chassam Sofer and his Kedushim asked that kasha. We're not going to give it teretz today, but he asked that kasha that the sugya right after the two dots says, Zelmer Shalavos, Zelmer Shalavos, Rav Nachman Kol Dolim Kvar. That really should have been presented before our sugya, because the truth is, the linchpin of this sugya is Kol Dolim Kvar. So he's bothered by what the Seder is. He's bothered by what the Seder of what? What the Seder of the Gemara is. That's what the Chassam Sofer is bothered by in his Chidushim. Okay? Why does it say this concept? Now we had, if you recall, we had a reference to Kol Dolim Kvar. We had a beer and lumdus on it. But if you recall, we had it stated by the Rashbam on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis in last semester. We had it in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis where there was a machlokes, if you recall. One guy said it was his father's, and one guy said it was his father's, and then they equalize each other. So the Gemara said, Rashbam said, Da'avosi v'ari l'shnein eidei chazaka v'eidei avos, v'ein koch l'zeh mizeh v'chol dolim kvar, k'nem Rav Nachman l'kamen b'shmeitzim. Well, that's Rav Nachman in the Gemara after the two dots, okay? We had a Gemara that each guy said it was his father's, each guy said he was there 3 years. What do you do? Rashbam referenced Kol Dolim Kvar. So we have this din of Kol Dolim Kvar, which is really, as I said, the linchpin of this sugya, that we have to understand what it's based on. Okay? We have to understand what it's based on. As I said, I wanted to begin with that kasha, the Chassam Sofer, that the Seder, the Gemara, seems to be not in order. You would have wanted Rav Nachman to be presented first. And literally, the word means Kol Dolim Kvar, whichever man is a stronger man. Whichever man is a stronger man. Okay? Now, let's read the Gemara, okay? Because I didn't give you the Rosh, but we have to see the Rosh inside, which is against the Tosfos Bava Metzia. Let's see the Gemara inside, though, here, okay? Go ahead, Michael. Read the Gemara. Let's go. Ahu what? Right, there was a boat where there were two men arguing about. Go ahead. Excellent. Each guy says it's Vadai mine, he's a Bari. Yes? One of them, a little bit louder, please. One of them comes to what? One of them comes to what? Beis Din and does what?
Balmarin says, "Tepisu ad ayu
atina sahari didi." Right, sad sahari. Period. He asks Beis Din. This is very important. Okay, let's get it. He asks Beis Din, please, I have Aiden. Give me a chance, and I will prove it to you that it's my boat. Okay? I want you to seize the boat, or right, if the police ever impounds a car, he's asking Beis Din to impound, take the boat, hold it, because he's afraid of something. Now, how long does he have to bring Aiden? I gave you the Nemuka Yosef. Nemuka Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yonason. He says 30 days you have. You have Shloshim Yom. Nemuka Yosef says, B'shem
Muki Yosef says B'shem Rabbeinu Yonason. You have Shloshim Yom. Okay? He says it B'feirish.
You don't bring it by 30 days. What do you do? What you do is that you have to what? I believe the Lashon Rashbam. Maisi Sani Kosov Rabbeinu Yonason Disman HaKov Archodesh Yomim. Tafsinin Adzman Zev. Ilo Maisi Sani Majunale Ladina Vichod Olam Gvar. You don't bring it in 30 days, then the basin will release it. Okay? So he asks them to hold it, and it's 30 days. If he doesn't bring the item in 30 days, not good. Go ahead, Michael. What does he say? Does basin seize it, and do they impound the boat or not? Go ahead. Excellent. Reb Yehuda says, Tafsinan. Rav Huna says we grab it. Rav Yehuda says Lo Tafsina, Beis Din does not seize it. Okay? Now, before we go on, what was he concerned about? He was concerned, I want to bring Aiden, but I'm concerned at what? I'm concerned in the middle. Let's read the Rashbam there. Go ahead. Tafsua, go ahead. Actually, read the first two Rosh Bumps. Arba.
Okay. So Arba Svina Shiminar. So Hayamar Didihu Fuleg.
So let's get it down. No one's holding the boat. They are not Muksakim. Go ahead.
Cain Parish.
Rabbeinu Chananel. So what does he say? Rashbam says. Let's get it. Rashbam says that we're dealing with what? Ein Muchzakis in our case. No one is holding the boat. Well, how does he prove Ein Muchzakis? How does he prove they're not holding the boat? Because otherwise Gemara would ask the Kasha from Daf Zayin above it. So you notice it says Masnissen. Masnissen there doesn't mean Mishnah, it means a Brisa. What is the din if two guys are holding a talus? And I'm holding the talus up till here. And Michael's holding his hand all the way up to here. You get Achiyoto Magas, and the stuff that's in the middle, you split. What does the first Mishnah above Metzia and Daf Bey say? Shnai Mochsim Batalis, Yachloku. What are they holding? The fringes. That's why the whole thing is Yachloku. But the Bryce and Daf Zion says they get up to which their hand is holding. The stuff in the middle is Yachloku. Why does Rashbam quote Daf Zion and Daf Bey? I have no idea. It's a kasha I have. What is the Rashbam's proof? What does the Rashbam say? Since the Gemara did not ask that Kasha, it must be that what? That our case is talking about where they're not touching it, they're not Muchzakim, whereas over there they're Muchzakim, yes? I don't know why he quoted Dav Zayin and not Dav Beis. Would have been the same point, right? So Kasha, think about it, okay? Okay, he could have brought up Dav Zayin. So therefore he says that our case is not Muchzakim. So what does he say at the end of the piece? Go ahead, Michael. Below what? Oh, he said, and you don't say Kol Dolam Gvar over there in Bav Metzia. Guys, don't make the guys ask me in Seder. When he says Lo Armini Kol Dolam Gvar, he's going on to Gemara in Bav Metzia. A lot of guys ask me that in Seder. You got that? You don't say Kol Dolam Gvar in Bav Metzia because they're grabbing it. The only time you say Kol Dolam Gvar is when they're not grabbing it. And here they're not grabbing it. Okay? Lo Armini Kol Dolam Gvar is going on the case in Bav Metzia. Why he asked from Dav Zayin in Bav Metzia and Dav Beis, I don't know why. But it's a Kasha. Okay, but I want you to understand this, Rashbam. One sec. Go ahead, Aaron.
No, it seems, in terms of Rabbi's question, it seems more right. The Mesoras Hashas quotes both.
Mesoras Hashas. Where's the Mesoras Hashas?
In the top left corner.
Yeah.
The Hay says Bez and the Vav says Zion, and they're both on the same Rashbam.
Okay. I don't know why he quotes Daf Bez. Because it's not right. Ad Mokom Sholagas is Daf Zion. Right? It's not and Daf Bez is Yachloku. So I don't know why he even quotes Daf Bez. Okay? Maybe he meant that the Brisa that comments on the Mishnah. Maybe he meant like that. But nonetheless, we have this clear. Okay? You only say Kol Dolam Gvar when what? When there's no Ochasin. Okay. Next point, Michael. Why is it that this man is asking Beis Din to impound the boat? Why? Go ahead, Michael. Oh, now this is very important as well. What does Rashbam say the concern is here? That he's going to sell it? to a third party, and that's going to what? And I kind of like thought it's going to go to the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean. You'll never see it ever again. Yes? But what is he not afraid? A lot of guys ask me, what does error hear me? Like, Ron, you're asking me to, what does error hear me? But I'm not worried. Yeah, but it's not protest like we've been learning the whole year, that a guy squatting out on land, you're protesting. Here, error means there's been a machlokas. So he's not worried about the guy, other guy grabbing the object, because Beis Din will call him a what? Don and Sahadi, that what? That he's a Goslin. Shivatars Khatifa Bolio. You follow me? What is he worried about? He's not worried about what the other guy grabbing it, Noah. Because the other guy grabbing it is going to be called a what? A Goslin. He's worried about the other guy taking it and selling it to someone, and he'll never get it back.
Okay, so
let's get clear. What is Rosh Bam saying the concern is? The concern is that it'll be sold to someone else, but he's not concerned with the guy grabbing it himself. Because the guy grabbing it himself is not a problem. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, I thought, maybe you could say, a technical thing. That if you sell it to someone else, maybe that guy will go to Australia or New Zealand with this boat, the other side of the Pacific Ocean, never see it again. I don't think that's a correct shot. I'm going to write that down. Let's write number one. First of all, in the response is pen yim karen. That's the concern. That he's going to sell it. The concern is not what? Not that the guy grabs it, because if the guy grabs it, maybe he'll say you're a Goslin, right? We're trying to be masber. Why is he asking Beis Din to impound it? Because he's concerned the other guy will sell it in the meantime, while he's trying to look for Aiden. Yes? Why is he not concerned with the other guy grabbing the boat? Because if he grabs the boat, Beis Din's going to say you're a Goslin. But if you say it like my pshat is, what's my pshat? What's my pshat? My shot is that what if you sell it, you're going to go to the Atlantic Ocean or go to the New Zealand and Australia. What do you mean? Maybe the other guy, maybe the guy himself is going to go to Australia and New Zealand. So that's not correct, I don't think. I don't think it's correct. So we're going to write one here. Penyum Karen is a concern. One is, I'll write Dvar Techni, which is very difficult shot. This was Ayala Shashlucha asks on that shot. We were machab into it. Don't tell me it's a concern the guy's going to go, you sell it to someone else, you go to Australia, go to the Pacific Ocean down there. You should be concerned the other guy's going to grab the boat, the guy himself, and leave. So it can't be that that's the concern, okay? So what is the concern? What is the beer at the... Oh, so for this we have to see what exactly the essence of Kol Dol and Gvar is all about, okay? For this, we have to see what the whole essence of Kol Dol and Gvar is. We want to say what the pshat in the Rosh Bam is here. We're asking, what is the pshat in this Rosh Bam? So to understand the essence of Kol Dol and Gvar, let's learn, turn to the Rosh. Everyone learn to the turn to the Rosh, okay? Let's turn to the Rosh, where the Rosh writes the following. Okay? Simin Chav Beis. Okay? Let's see inside. Okay? Mike, you got it? Simin Chav Beis in the Rosh. Someone doesn't have, look on, please, okay? Let's see the Rosh. Go ahead. Zelomir, you have it? Zelomir Shalavoy side. Simin Chav Beis. Yeah, Simin Chav Beis. Right. Go ahead. Okay, this is very critical Rosh. Go ahead. Zelomir.
Zelomir Shalavoy side. Our Nathan
Kodu and Go ahead.
I called the governor. They call me.
Call me Shigavar Yado Lapam Rishona Hushalo. Anyone who wins round one, who boxes out round one and wins, it's his. Go ahead.
Shigavar Yado Lapam Rishona Hushalo. Ashay Yachavir Araya. The whole man is called Araya. As Eli Gavar Yado, Lo Shalakinamai.
Mine. And even if what? Kolzmach Leyovi Raya, Imti Gabri Yado, we don't let him take it. You want to have round two and win it back? We don't allow it. Go ahead. Yeah, it's crazy. You're going to have constant boxing for the rest of their lives. Ridiculous. Round one, it ends. Finished. It's not Mistaber that it should continue. Ella? Right, and therefore, what is it? Bain Bekoff, Bain Raya. Either you're a stronger boxer, or you're going to be a better Raya. What that Raya might be is like, I don't know, maybe you have an 8 Echad. You have some other rayas. What does bekoach mean? Koach means you're a better boxer. And what does rayas mean? Maybe you have an eid echad. If it's two eidim or a star, there's nothing to talk about. Then it's not called olam gar. But it means you have more rayas that's more convincing. Okay? You're better proving your side better than other guys. Maybe you had a raya once it was your object. You follow me? Even though that might not shed light now, but at least it's better what the other guy has. Go ahead. Ha'achir. Lig. So what's the second svara? That this guy gives his nefesh. This guy's going to give his nefesh. If you won round one, it's a raya, you're the guy. It's a raya, you're the guy. It's a proof that you're the guy if you won round one. So what are the two rayas of the rush so far? Number one, you don't want to have Meriva, Kol, Hachayim, your whole life. What's number two? What's number two, Svara? That the Mismoser Nafsho, that the one who won round one must be the winner. And number three, go ahead, Va'od. Excellent. What's the third one? What kind of profit? The other guy, the loser, says, what kind of profit should I give up myself when today, if I win round one, I might lose what? Round two, and I'll lose anyway. So the third svara is from the perspective of the chakran. The third svara is from the perspective of the chakran. The chakran, lo yirtzeh lilchom. Okay? He won't want to fight. Lo yirtzeh lilchom. Yossi, you had a kasha before? Go ahead.
I'm quit on the first shot. What happens if he does bring a riot? Then it goes to round two, or he actually gets it? Quit the first shot of the rush.
First shot is round one, it ends.
No, let's say the guy brings a riot now. Let's say he brings the eid echad.
It's not acceptable. The round one winner wins forever.
That's an achivi riot.
Achivi riot means aidim or a star. But stam a raya like that, once you win round one, that's it. Finished.
No, so let's say he brings a raya. Let's see, actually.
If he brings Adam, then fine. Adam starred. It's a din.
Or it goes to round two.
No, if you bring Adam star, it's a psak. Finished. We're talking about there are no Adam star. Raya here doesn't mean real good rayas.
Okay.
It just means, you know, an eid echad, or was I had Adam, it was once mine.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing that's really legitimate, that's strong. But at least it's better than what the other guy has. Okay? So the first two svaras, I'm just trying to analyze it, are from the perspective of who? Of the winner. The third svara is from the perspective of the loser, the chakran, not the loser, but I said, so the chakran's not going to want to fight. Because even if he wins round one, he's going to lose tomorrow, baby. Round two. So therefore, the rush writes, you guys got to get this. This is the shot of the rush. That Kol D'Olam Gvar is a beerer. 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 It's slam dunk that the winner of round one, it's his. It's a beer. And we do not allow round two. We do not allow round two. However, there is a Tosos in Bava Metzion, Davavam and Aleph, that has a line on the bottom Tosos that says not that way. Tosos in Bava Metzion, Davavam and Aleph writes, you get it down, Vavam and Aleph on the bottom, writes, there is a round two. Yesh round two. Okay? You know what we're going to call that in Hebrew? I'm going to write birur, and according to the Rosh, Ein Sivuv Sheni. Sivuv is a round. There is no second round. And according to Tosfos, in Bava Metzion, Yesh Sivuv Sheni. There is a Sivuv Sheni. What does Sivuv Sheni mean? There is a round two. And there could be a round three, and there could be a round four. The last Tosos on that you bring, show me the Bava Metzion, Vav Amud Aleph, the last Tosos in the Amud. What does Tosos mean by saying Yesh Sivuv Sheni? What is the lumdis of Kol D'Olam Gvar? It's a siluk. Beis Din removes themselves. At least that's what we're going to say now. Beis Din removes themselves, and they allow you to have round two. So what emerges is a very clear two approaches, thank you Yossi, that state as follows. The last Tosos of Bava Metzion, O Dilma, Kaven, the Afilu Gavarechen, Yochel Hashem, Lachzor, Lotokvin, Zoyche, says Beferish. Dear Maskava, Hacha, The bottom Tosis and Bometzi of Vav Mem Aleph. So the Pashtus of Tosis is there's a round Sheni, and therefore it's called a Siyuk. Okay, that's the Pashtus of Tosis. Oh. Let me just point out to you, okay, to get it clear, we're going to say another pshat, but let's give you two other nafkaminas in these two approaches. The first nafkamina is what? First nafkamina is what? Is there a round two? Or tfisa, right? You could call it tfisa. But I want you, round two, which continues. Another nafkamina would be, let's get it, is that, will you say kol dol mugvar when a man is a shema? Will you say it when a man is a shema? Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch points out in Simon Shin Samach Hei, that according to the Rosh, Rak Bibori, only if the guy comes forward and says, that is my boat. Not if he comes forward and says, oh, maybe it's my boat, maybe it's not my boat. The Svara of the Rosh only can apply, Zach, if you are a what? If you are a Bari. If you are a Bari, then I can hear. You fought for it, it must be it's yours. Moser Nafsho. So therefore, you can only say Kol Dol Mugvar Rabbi Kiveger says if it's a Bari. If you hold Siluk, then you can hear that it would work. Afilu what? Afilu B'Shema. Afilu B'Shema.
Rabbi Kiveger?
That's what Rabbi Kiveger writes, correct. He says, Afilu, we would say Afilu B'Shema. And let me give you a third Nafkamina, okay? Let's say there's a machlokas in poskim. What is a machlokas in poskim? You don't know how to hold like the machaber, like the ramah. Do you say kol dol mugvar in a case of machlokas in poskim? Right. Usually you have machlokas in mitzias. This case in the Gemara, whose boat it is? That's a machlokas in mitzias. The facts. But let's say it's a machlokas. Do we hold like the machaber or the ramah? Would you say kol dol mugvar? Fight it out. You're a machaber man. Prove it to me. You're a ramah man. Prove it to me. Would you say that or not? So the shach. In Simon Kuf Lametes Sifkot and Vav says, you would not say it in a Machloikas and Poskim. Why? You told me, guys. Because the Svara of Rosh, Lo Omrim, the Machloikas, the Poskim. Why? Because what's the Svara of Rosh? I'm Moser Nafshoy for the Machaber. It's ridiculous, right? You can't say that. I'm Moser Nafshoy for the Machaber. I mean, come on. That would be a ridiculous Svara. No? Doesn't fit in. The whole rationale of the Rosh is that he's giving up his what? His kaiches. He's really reeling the shtark because it's his boat, not because he holds like the machaber. Lo omrim b'machlekes b'poskim. Okay? Whereas if you hold siluk, yeah, why not? I'm a masalik myself. Beizim a masalik and says, afilu b'machlekes b'poskim. Okay? Filu b'machlekes b'poskim. You got me? Filu b'machlekes b'poskim, you could say. That makes very clear these two approaches to Kol Dol Mugvar. Everyone got this clear? You can't say it is smart or Russian and Machlis and Post. I'm Moshe Nafshu for Machaber. I'm a Svardi, so I hold like the Machaber. I'm an Ashkenazi. Oh, come on, it doesn't work. So what emerges is two very clear approaches to Kol Dol Mugvar. Okay. Now this leads us to the following. Tosis writes in that same Tosim Bob Metzian Davol. Okay, let's get it. Tosis writes that if the man that grabs and wins, if he's toughest, okay, the one who wins round one, what do we say Tosis holds? There is a second round. But Tosis holds if the first round winner is Makdish, and Mistama, the Ayala Shluchu points out, also if he would sell it, you cannot what? You cannot grab it from him. Makdish o machar, ein yachol lotzio. Ein yachol lotzio, which means you cannot grab it back from him. Does everyone hear me? The loser of round one, even though according to Tosfos Pinyan could grab it back, but if the round one winner sold it to a third party or was Makdish it, finished. Okay, this is what Tosis says. We got this clear? This is what Tosis says. Tosis says, if you're Makdish or you're Mocher, ain't Yachlotzi. I'm writing this within Tosis. Problematic, because I thought there's no, I thought Tosis says there's a round two. What does round two mean? What does round two? Between between the guys themselves is a round two. But once the round one winner sells it to someone else, it's finished. Why is it finished? What's the svara why it's finished? So I want you to get this down. The Nesivus writes, the great Gaon, the Nesivus, in Simon Kuf Lamed Ches Sifkot and Tes writes, Kuf Lamed Ches Sifkot and Tes, he says, you got the pshat wrong in this. What did we write down? Siluk. You know what the Nesivus writes? No. The Nesivus writes, Birur Bishlav Sheni. Nesivus writes, Birur Bishlav Sheni. What Shlav Sheni mean? There's a round one. Why? Because the round one winner, it's a beer that he won. Why is there a round two? That's a new beer. That's a new beer. You follow me? That's the reason why there's a second round. Not because of what? Not because of Siluk, but there's a second round because it could be a new beer. But if it's talking about a third party, you can't do a beer on a third party. How, you can't take it away from the third party. It's not fair. What kind of beer? You're fighting between each other. You want to take it away from a third party? You can't do beer on a third party. That's how the Nesivus is Masber Taisus. That Taisus doesn't hold Siluk, he holds beer of Bishlav Sheni. That's one shot that he says. Okay? That's one shot of the Nesivus. Number one. What's number two? Have you ever heard of Yeush and Shinui Rishus? What is Yeush? Can you be Konan object Yeush if someone steals something from me? $5 bill? I'm a Yeush. He can't be Konan. But if he gives it to a third party, that's called Shinui Rishus. Yeush and Shinui Rishus, he's Konan. So the first party lost round one, he's Miyayish. He's Miyayish. But the first round winner doesn't get it, right? But when he gives it to who? To a third party, that's called Yeush plus what? Plus Shinui Rishus. That's why what? You can't take it away from him. So according to what? Yeush and Shinui Rishus, you could keep alive the pshat called what? Called Siluk. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Again, we have a problem with the Taisus. Taisus says that if there's a second round, we said Siluk, but if there's a second round, why if you sell it or you're makdish it, can you, is it good? You can't take it away from them. Why? So then Siluk says, must not be Siluk. What's the hesbro why there's a second round? Because of what? That it has nothing to do with Siluk. It has to do with the reason why there's a second round, because it's a new beerer. It's a new beerer. That beerer won't help you to take it away from who? From a third party. Because only the two guys are fighting. Then the Nesiva says, no, I'll stick with Siluk. But why is the Mechira good? Why is the Mechira good? Because why? There was Yeush and what? Shinui Rishus. And once there's Yeush and Shinui Rishus, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be good. Once there's Yeush and Shinui Rishus, it's considered to be what? Considered to be good. You can't take it away from the fellow. Okay? So what we have this pshat of what? The pshat of the Nesivus. Everyone got this, Chlor? Everyone got this? This is the pshat of the Nesivus. We presented it as being your Siluk or what? Siluk or? Yeah, Birur. Right? Nafkaminas, we have three Nafkaminas. Three Nafkaminas is around two. Do you only say it by a bari? Do you say it by Chlokis and Poskim? Now we're saying there's something that's difficult because it doesn't fit so neatly. Because Tosu says that if the guy that round one wants sells it, it's done. Why? Why can't you take it away from him? So the Siva says it must be, it's not Siluk. The reason why there's a round two is because it's a new beer. But that beer won't help you to take it away from another guy, from a third party. Or you can still say Siluk and say the reason why he can't take it away because there's Yeush and what? Shinui Rishus. He lost round one. He's depressed. He's going to be Miyayish. And therefore what? We're going to say what? The Shinui Rishus. There's Yeush plus Shinui Rishus. Okay? Oh. So listen to this, guys. Hashtag to Asus Lahachin now. Now that we've arrived at this point, let's go back to the Rashbam. What did the Rashbam say? What was the concern of the fellow? The concern of the fellow was, Beis Din, please seize it, because I'm afraid he's going to go ahead and sell it to what? Someone else. We thought the pshat was a technical pshat. He's going to go to New Zealand or Australia. If that's what you're worried about, why aren't you worried about the guy grabbing a boat and fleeing and escaping? What's the difference, right? That's number one. Difficult pshat that we said on that. Okay. So what are you going to say? What are you going to say? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? So the pshat might be as follows. Okay? The pshat might be as follows. Let's think about, you know, and we could even strengthen this point, okay? Maybe you could say, let me ask you guys. Rashbam, does he hold that there's a second round or not? Al, does the Rashbam hold there's a second round? From the next daf, he writes, Beferish, there is a second round. Does everyone hear what I'm saying? Let's get that down. Rashbam writes black on white. Aha! We came up with a smart. What is he afraid of? You're afraid of the guy grabbing it? I'll grab it right back from him. That's why he's not afraid of the guy grabbing it. That's why he's not afraid of the guy grabbing it. He's only afraid of him selling it to someone else. Yes? Does everyone hear what I'm saying? That would explain it, but what's the problem with that? What does the Rashbam write? Does the Rashbam say that? Michael, what did the Rashbam say? But what did he say that? Aval hachazak kashiksik mokacher einaklum da'anan sahadi shivatoros chatifa b'liyada. What should he have said? He should have said, because there's a second round. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. I would have thought you could have said like the Rashbam that it's a second round. But that's not what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says because we look at him as like a Zaganov. We look at him as like a Zaganov. And we could even strengthen that point. Could strengthen the point. How could we strengthen the point? How could we strengthen the point? The Nemuka Yosef, listen to this. The Nemuka Yosef says there is no round, Shaney. No second round, like the Rush. And he says the same thing as who? He says the same thing as the Rush, as the Rashbam. That it's Anan Sahari, the what? That it's Khatifa. What does that show? The Rashbam holds it, the Nemuka Yosef says there's no Sivuv Shaney, there's no second round. And he still says what? He still says that we're concerned about what? We're not concerned about the guy because it's derech what? It's derech hatif. What does that mean? It's derech hatif. It's considered to be what? Robbery. And therefore I'm not afraid of it. So you see that what's going on here? In other words, according to the Rashbam should have written, what should the Rashbam have written? That there's a second round. If there's a second round, that's why he's not concerned. He's only concerned with someone else selling it. He's only concerned with someone else selling it. You follow me? Why doesn't he write that it's considered to be what? Why doesn't he write that it's considered to be what? An issue of what? An issue of a second round. He says the reason, what is he concerned with? What is the fellow concerned with here? He's asking Bazin to impound it. What is he concerned with the other guy? What's the other guy going to do? Why is he not concerned with the other guy taking it? What does Rashbam say? Because Bazin would just take it away from me, stealing. Yes? So I'm saying that the Rashbam should have written that there's a second round. That's why he's not concerned. Even if the guy grabs, I'll grab it right back from him. The Rashbam doesn't write that. And moreover, the Nemuka Yosef, who says there's no second round, also says the same thing as the Rashbam, that he's considered to be a ganef. So what is going on here? What is going on here? Why is he called? Why do we consider him to be a ganef, but Mechira we're concerned with? So the answer might be as follows. The answer might be, is this pshat according to the Nesivis? Because if you sell it, what happens? There's Yeush, and there's also what? Shini Rushus. There's Yeush and Shini Rushus. Once there's Yeush and Shini Rushus, you're finished. You'll never be able to get it back. In other words, we're going to say, the pshat of the Rashbam is like what? Like the first, like the second Teretz Shini, Shel ha what? Shel ha nesivis. No, you follow what I'm saying? Because the second guy, you're gonna show despair because you lost round one. Then he's gonna sell. That's your finish. It's your finish. You never get it back.
When was round one in that situation?
The guy grabbed it. The first guy grabbed it.
Saying mechira or he would grab it. Mechira is not included.
No, but he grabs it and then he sells it. That's considered to be round one. That's considered to be round one, and we're afraid that that's what's going to happen. That's considered to be... See, that's why I said, Elliot, the first step of the Gemara is really is called Olivar. This guy's asking Beis Din to go ahead and impound it. Because if he doesn't impound it, what's going to happen? The guy might grab it, right? And the guy might grab it, it's going to be a problem. So if the guy might grab it, it's going to be a problem. And therefore, he's going to what? He's going to sell. That's what he's concerned with, that happening.
So
There's no round two. What's the difference?
Sure does. He grabbed it.
There's no round two according to the Mukiyasi.
Right, but what's going to happen? Everyone's asking you, but there are two parties. He grabs it. It's away from him. He thinks it's his. The other guy grabs it. You're Miyayish. You lost round one. Then he sells it to another party. That's Yashin Rishin Rishus. You're asking me, like Zach asked in Seder, why don't you say what? Why is it not Kol Dolim Gvar? That's what you're asking. Why is it not called Kol Dolim Gvar, right? That first step, why is it not called Kol Dolim Gvar? I'll tell you why it's not called Kol Dolim Gvar. It's not called Kol Dolim Gvar because what is he asking? He's asking the Beis Din, please, I don't want to go into Kol Dolim Gvar. What is Kol Dolim Gvar? That we're going to fight for it. We're fighting. Whoever comes out stronger, better boxer, or better rider is going to win. He says, listen to me. I want to bring Aiden. If you want to bring Aiden, that's a legitimate approach. Beis Din is not allowed to say Kol Dolim Gvar. We don't allow him to take it. That's what he means if he grabs himself, he's a Goslin. But if he takes it, Zevi, and he sells it to another guy, that's called Yeush and Shin Rishus. And that's already too late.
This is Yeush.
You lost round one. That's what we assume.
There's certain criteria for you.
That's what the Nesiva says. That's not crazy. It's very misdaven. Nesiva says that. You lost round one. You're Miyayish.
Only if there's no round two.
All right. That's what we assume. Until there's a round two, you assume you're Miyayish. You're not going to get it back. This is a very important point. I want to bring it out. Kol Dolim Gvar, whether you say it's a bir or a psak, is a new derech of how to paskin. If a guy says, please, Beis Din, I want to bring two Aidim, I want to go the standard way of a Din Torah, we won't let the other guy take it. But the other guy taking it, he wants to go with anarchy, Kol Dolim Gvar. We're not going to let him do that. The other guy says, I want to bring Aidim. If he brings Aidim, he wins. That's the point the Rashbama says. And if he takes it, we'll take it right away from him. He's a ganav. But if the guy takes it and sells it to someone else, that's already Yeush and Shinu Rishus. That's why the Rashbam says, I'm worried about the other guy selling it. I'm not worried about the other guy grabbing it. Because I'm pleading the base, I don't want to go through this anarchy. For lack of a better word, that's what I'm calling Kol Dolim Gvar. It's anarchy. I don't want that. I want to bring Aidim. We give you a month. So during that month, we're not going to let another guy grab it and engage in Kol Dolim Gvar. But if he grabs it and sells it, what can we do? That's Yeush and Shinu Rishus. And I can't ask him for the money back because I don't have a slam dunk raya that it's mine. Right? I don't have a slam dunk raya that it's mine. It's Yeush and Shinu Rishus. Oh, you're a Goslin. He's not a Goslin. How do I know for sure it's mine? He's got it now. He keeps a bow. This is the Chiddush we want to say Pshat and Rashbam. Do you guys get this?
He's a Goslin. I don't understand. How can he sell it? We call him a Goslin if he takes it himself. How can we not call him a Goslin if he takes it himself?
That's what happens all the time, Zevi. Yitzi. A guy steals something, you sell it. That's Yeush and Shinu Rishus.
He's not a Goslin in that case?
Not the recipient. Recipient's not a Goslin. The first guy's a Goslin, yes.
So how's the sale good? It shouldn't.
The sale's good because we assume any time a guy steals something, he has Kinyonik Zela and he can steal it. Yeush and Shinu Rishus. That's by any Goslin. You have the ability to sell it. Okay? That's by any Goslin. He can steal something and sell it. It's Chal. The Torah gives him rights. Unfortunately, the Torah gives him rights. He has Kinyonik Zela, so you know the Alaro Kinyon. And the recipient gets it fully. So you'll ask me, why can't I ask it back from him? Because I don't know for sure. I haven't brought a riot. It's for sure mine.
But if he brings a riot, then...
Okay, but I haven't. I haven't brought a riot. I'm just pleading the base. I want to go this route. This is the pshat in the Rashbam, guys. This is critical pshat. This is a critical pshat in the Rashbam. But it's all built upon this nesivus that we're bringing out. And this is the pshat that we want to suggest in the nesivus, right? This is the pshat we want to suggest in the Nesivus. Okay? With this Yeush and Shinu Rishus, utilizing the concept called Siluk, that according to Tosis, there's a second round, but despite the fact there's a second round, you can still what? If it's sold, you lose. You can't get it back. Why? Because I can't take it back from that third guy. Either because it's a beerer, and I can't utilize the beerer on a third party, or because it's Yeush and Shinu Rishus. And that's exactly what our response is. I'm only worried about him selling it. And I'm not worried about what? I'm not worried about him grabbing it. And I stress to you guys, he's pleading with base, I don't want to go this anarchy route. I don't want to go this anarchy route. What route do I want to go? A regular Din Torah that I'm going to bring Aidim. Therefore, Beis Din will not allow the guy to take it. And if he takes it, he's a goslin. If he sells it, then he's off tzuris. Then we can't get it out of Lo Keach's hands. That's how the Nesiva sets it up. And maybe this is the pshat in the Rashbam. So it's not a technical pshat, because then, well, you're afraid he's going to what? Boreach? You should be afraid by what? Not just that if he sells it to a third party, also the guy himself will be boreach. So that's not the pshat in the Rashbam. Yeah, go ahead, Seth.
If he sells it, would the guy who's considered a goslin have to give the money to the first guy?
No. Because he had no raya that it was his.
So
he had no raya that it was his.
That's a shame, goslin, that's it.
But he's, yeah, he asked Beis Din, listen, I want to bring Adam, I can bring the Adam. Don't let him go in anarchy rock, and we won't let him. If he does, his goslin will take it right away from him. Yes, sir.
I understand in a regular case of gizela, so there's yeish and there's shina rishus. But in this case, if he's clearly saying to Beis Din, I need 30 days to find Edim,
right.
He's clearly saying, I'm not Miyayish, I need 30 days.
Right. So you're saying, where's the Yayish
to
me?
If he sells it, in this specific case, shouldn't you say that in these 30 days, there's no Yayish?
Right, you're saying, where's the Yayish? That's what Imre Bina asks. Imre Bina asks that kasha.
In a normal case,
Imre Bina asks that kasha, and then she says, where's the Yayish? This is kind of like you were asking also. Right? Where's the Yayish? Because Lamaisa, he knows he could get it back. Forget about that, but there's a second round according to Rashbam.
And he's telling basically.
Rashbam says he could get it back, so why call that Yayush? What he means he could, what I mean could have been halachically he could get it back. Not that he could just fight, yeah. If he would fight it back, he'd win. So okay, I hear you. It's a difficulty. That's a difficulty. It is a difficulty. But you gotta explain in this Rashbam why he says Mechira and not just worried about this guy. This is what we want to say. For some reason, I don't know, maybe you're talking about Akimta, the guy's really strong. He doesn't think he'll ever have a second round. Make such an Akimta.
You can use okay?
No, the first shot of the Nesivis is not going to help you.
It's
not going to help you because it doesn't assist to you, Zevi, why Mechira?
Has nothing to do with the Yeish, though.
No, but you have to explain why Mechira and not the guy himself. That's what I'm saying. Doesn't fit in that trend. You have to make a split between selling and the guy grabbing it himself. Yes, Nate.
Even in the case that he sells the boat,
yes.
Could you still take the money that was sold and from the guy who sold it and use that in the case instead of just the actual boat? So the value of the boat's still there and he's still going to take the aim to spend the money that was. He's not.
But they're fighting on the actual chefs of the boat.
Right, but the chefs of the boat is then transferred onto the money that was sold for the boat. Why can't you argue then?
But we're talking about the actual taking of the boat. We're not talking about selling it now.
I know. I'm saying if the guy we're claiming to be
the guy who asked that he's going to bring Aiden, the other guy cops the boat and sells it to a third party.
So the money that he got for selling it, can you then put that in the case and sell the boat?
Because again, like Zach said, you don't know for sure he's the owner. You can't take it away from him. I understand, but you can't take it away from him because...
You said the case is completely over once he sells that boat.
No, you can't. That's what I'm saying.
So why can't we still have...
Because you can't take the money... That's what I'm saying. You can't take the money away because the original guy who pleaded the basin hasn't proven it's his yet. So whoever's the muchzuk is the muchzuk.
He proves the boat is hit, was his.
No, because we don't know for sure it's his. So therefore, we won't let him... If he takes it, we'll take it away from him. But once we sell it... Taking it away from him is the same as taking the money away from him. Once he sells it, you can't take it away from the third party.
I'm not
so you're saying take the money away from the guy.
Yeah.
Take the money away from the guy. Okay, so let's say the money's not around. Say use the money. Okay? You're saying make him pay it, you mean? Yeah. I think it's the same reason. How can you make him pay it because he's not what? You don't know for sure the other guy's the owner.
But he's worried about the fact that...
Then Nate's asking a good kasha. Nate's asking, if the guy, the first fellow said, I'm going to bring Aiden. The other fellow grabbed the boat in the middle, right? The other guy grabbed the boat in the middle. We take it away from him. So Nate's saying to me, so even when he sells it to him, why don't we take the money that he received by selling the boat and take the money away from him? No? That's a good, very good kasha, what Nate's asking. So I think the answer is that if he grabs the boat and he hasn't yet sold it, we as Beis Din said we're not going to engage in anarchy. He asked us, so take it away from him. Once he sells it already, for us to ask him to give us the money back, that we're more uncomfortable to do because that's already assuming that the other fellow is a muksuk, which he was not.
He also wants the boat.
Right, but Nate's asking, you still have the value of the cash. I think that, let's think about that more, but I think that's the answer you got to give. You follow what I'm saying? There's a big difference between just taking the boat away from the other guy as opposed to what? As opposed to asking in the shop to bring out, give me back the money. Okay? In the same vein, we don't make the lokeach give back the boat. Because why? The other guy's not a vadai. So too, we won't ask this fellow to give the money back either. Let's think about it, though. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha.
He doesn't have the boat, though. He can lie. Why can't he just lie? He already listened. He already didn't listen by taking the boat. So now that he sold it, he'll just lie. He has no connection to the boat. All he has is now his pocket became bigger. That's all.
Right, so Nate's asking, why don't we just take the money away from him?
Because he can lie.
What do you mean he can lie? We know that he did a wrong thing already, Al. He did a wrong thing. He wasn't supposed to sell it.
But let's say, without you knowing, he went and he sold it.
Right.
He already did something wrong by going to by going and taking the boat in the first place. Or do you want to?
You know what the shot probably is, Nate, is the fact is maybe we could ask him to give the money back. But the truth of the matter is the guy wants the boat.
Right. It's not like you're saying the case is dead because of the boat. I'm asking why can't we?
It is dead mitzad the boat.
It is
dead mitzad the boat. You never can get the boat out of the hands of Lokeach and give it back to the original guy that claimed it was his. Maybe the money you will get back, but he wants the boat.
Obviously, you prefer the boat, but I'm saying it's not a complete loss.
Okay, all right. Like I said, I got to think about it more, but my impression is that the boat definitely cannot. That's no Shiloh. The boat he'll never get back. The Shiloh is about the money. Let's think about it. Okay, let's think about it. But we're talking in the Gemara Midin, the boat itself, and that's why the Rashbam sets up Mechira as opposed to the guy grabbing himself. But I want to bring out that point that once he's pleading the Beis Din, I don't want anarchy. We respect his wishes. And if the guy takes it, we take it away from him. Because Kol Dol Nevar is a new Derech and Psak that we will not engage in if a guy pleads to us that there's going to be aid. Yes, Yossi.
Yeah. Two quick things. Just first on Nate, there's a lot of times where you have a certain value to something, but personally to that person, it's much more than that value, so he wants the book.
Right, okay.
And also, the Sivas Yesh, the Shin Rishosh, I understand why he's scared that the guy's going to sell it, right?
Right.
But it doesn't answer the kasha of the Rashbam of why he specifically said that he's not scared of Chatvi, as opposed to that, why did you just say because there's a second round? I mean, it doesn't answer that. I mean, you said on the next daf, Rashbam holds that there's
Rashbam a second holds that there'll be a second round,
still,
right?
Rashbam should say that he's not scared because there's a second round.
No, but the reason why the Rashbam writes this is to tell us as follows. To tell us is that when you're dealing with a situation with Mechira, then you have Yehush and Shin Rishus. He's trying to bring out that point. Whereas if the guy doesn't sell it, all you have is Yehush alone, which is not enough. He could have said it, but he wants to bring out this point that when it's Mechira, it's a foregone conclusion, you can't get the boat back. Nate's asking good about the cash. Let's think about it. Okay? Let's think about it. And Aaron asked a great kasha. That's what Imri Bina asks on the Nesivas. It's on the bottom of the page in the notes of the Nesivas. Imri Bina asks. He said, why would he guy be Miyayish? The Rashbam holds l'shitoso, you have a second round. Okay? Rashbam holds l'shitoso, you have a second round. But this at least is mazbir what exactly the Rashbam is saying. Okay? We have a kasha in Rabina, we have to think about that kasha about the money. Okay? Real quick, Yitzin run, then we got to go Vaiti. Because we got to have this Bairam in the Gemara. And
with
the
Eden, would he get it back from here?
What'd you say?
If he brought Eden, would he get back the boat or just get back the money?
Yeah, if there's Adam, of course he gets back the boat.
After Mechira, though. No.
After Mechira?
Yeah, Adam, the buck stops with Adam. It's Beerer that it was his. Shouldn't have sold it.
So I don't,
it's a Gezel. It's Mamish Gezel.
I don't know
if there were Adam, though, that it was his Mamish, right? If there were Adam that it was his Mamish, then.
Why doesn't Yehush and Rishus make it the other guys?
If there's Yehush and Rishus, that's fine. But if we can prove that it was a stolen object, right? Get proof that it was a stolen object, Yehush and Shin Rishus, then it becomes his, right? But if there are eight in Lamaisa that it was his, any stolen object, whether it's Yehush and Shin Rishus, the fellow that is Yehush and Shin Rishus, it's considered to be his. It's Shalom, right?
Even if it's proven that it was stolen.
Yeah, in a Hanami. Even if there are eight in that come afterwards, yeah, that's only if there was Yehush and Shin Rishus.
Right.
But if there's no Yehush and Shin Rishus, then not. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so we said we're gonna not go into Kol Dal Gvar. We're gonna give the guy a chance to do the through the right normal
yes,
din.
Yes.
But then we go into Kol Dal Gvar. We say, oh, he did the mechira, so Kol Dal Gvar wins out.
Even no, we don't. We're not going into Kol Dal Gvar.
Well,
we are
that's
not.
That's what mechira is.
We are not. That's why if the guy takes it, we take it away from him, Yitzi. Only if he sells it, then it's a fait accompli because Yehoshua Shin Rishus.
Is it selling it Kol Dal Gvar?
No, it's not. That's just din of Yehoshua Shin Rishus.
How could it not be? You take it and you sell it. That's not called.
No, it's not because technically we can't stop that because Yehoshua Shin Rishus it became his through stealing it. Lamaisa.
How do you have the ability?
Oh, so it's, it wasn't okay. Kol Dal Gvar, it was Gzela.
How do you have the ability? Anyone? No one. It's us to steal, Aaron. But the third party didn't steal it.
It's not.
That's
what
Yehoshua Shin Rishus is. Shin Rishus means
it's
it becomes the third party when it's sold.
If Basin knows like that this guy doesn't really own this, why would they allow him to sell it?
They weren't around all the time. Any Goslin that steals something, they're not around when a guy steals something. That's what Yehoshua Shin Rishus means. A lot of people make that mistake. Shin Rishus is by the third guy. Shin Rishus is not by the Goslin. He, by definition, he's a different party.
It's not through Kol Dal Gvar, it's through...
No, that's what I'm saying. It's through Gezels, classical Gezel. That's exactly what the Rashbam is saying about Penyim Karenu. He's afraid of Penyim Karenu. But I want to bring out that point. The guy doesn't want anarchy. We respect that. We take it away from the guy.
So
the Mukhi Yosef, who says that there's no second round, he also comes on to Derech Hatifa. He comes also comes out of there because that's the shot we're talking about here.
So when is it that Kol Dal Gvar kicks in?
What'd you say?
When is it that Kol Dal Gvar kicks in?
We're going to see when the guy doesn't what come up with the Adam. Or in the following case. That's what I want to bring out. The stage of Kol Dal Gvar. The Psak of Kol Dal Gvar. There are two stages in our Gemara. What are the two stages? What are the two stages in the Gemara? Does Beis Din impound the boat? Is that correct? What's the first stage in the Gemara?
Yeah.
Does Beis Din impound the boat, which we saw inside? What's the second stage? If they impound the boat, will they? And he doesn't bring any. Do they release? Correct. Only in that second stage you come to Kol Dal Gvar. That's a very critical point. Please get that in your minds. The din of Kol Dal Gvar only really comes up in the second stage. First stage is not dealing with Kol Dal Gvar, whether we impound the boat or not. That has nothing to do with Kol Dal Gvar. And that's highlighted by this fact that he's pleading to the basin, don't what? Please impound it so it won't go to anarchy. Does not want that to happen. He does not want that to happen. And that's what Zach asked me in Saturday. He said, Rebbe, but if the guy takes it, isn't that Kol Dal Gvar? It's not. Because the guy pleaded not to what? Go with Kol Dal Gvar. He wants to bring Aiden. We respect that. And if he takes it, we take it away from him. But if he sells it, then it becomes like Yeshua Shiras. There's nothing to talk about anymore. It's a done deal already. Nate, we have to think about your kasha. But beside the boat, as Yossi said, that's what we're dealing with in the Gemara. And that you can't get that back. You can't get that back. Because we don't know for sure he's an owner. Now, you're asking to let him get the money back from the guy? Okay, let's think about it. Yes, Aaron.
Is a boat considered like cargo? Like
no, it's metalkalin. It's metalkalin. Metalkalin. It's considered to be metalkalin. Yeah, it's metalkalin. Why am I metalkalin? It's considered to be metalkalin. Okay. Let's go weiter now in the Gemara. Okay? Let's go weiter now in the Gemara. Okay? Seth, read the Gemara, Viking. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Okay? Go ahead. Okay, so that's the first part of the Gemara now. This is what we want to explain the Rashbam and the Rashbam. You guys, try to get it, okay? Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. So he went and he didn't find Aiden. Yes? Go ahead. So he went and he didn't find Aiden. And what happened? He went and he didn't find Aiden. Go ahead, Michael. You were there. Go ahead, Uzzel. Uzzel lost Kasadi. He went and he didn't find Aiden. Go ahead. Afkua. Please let release the boat. And Kol Dal Gvar, okay? You read tomorrow. Kol Dal Gvar Mafkina, okay? What's the question you got to ask yourselves here? What's the question we got to ask ourselves? Nu? Why did what? Why did Beis Din impound the boat? Also, Loashka Sadi, why did they impound the boat? Amar Lui says, please extract it and create a situation Kol Dal Gvar. So do we, go ahead, Michael, Mafkinen? Oh, do we extract it or not? Review to Omar? Rav Yudah Amar Lo Mafkin. We don't extend Rav Papa Amar Mafkin. Go ahead. Hilchasa. What does Lo Tafsin mean? We do not impound it. Go ahead. And where we do impound it, we don't let it go. So the kasha you got to ask yourselves is, why did they impound it? So Rashbam gave two options. What are the two options? Either we're dealing with a shiloh that both guys asked to impound it, right? In the Gemara's cases, Yitzi said in Seder, right, only one of the guys asked. That's fine. Okay, but maybe you could talk about a conceptual question where both guys what? Asked to have it impounded because they didn't trust each other. One possibility. What's the other possibility of the Rashbam? That maybe we held like Rav Huna. Maybe we hold like Rav Huna. That base didn't happen to hold like Rav Huna before the Psak. The Psak is we don't hold like Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna says we impound it. We possibly don't impound it. So there are two options Rashbam gave. Maybe both the guys asked it to be impounded, so we listen. Why not? Or that base didn't happen to hold like who? Rav Huna. Okay. Which is against the halach. So basically, what does the Rashbam say? Let's get the pshat of the Rashbam very clear.
Once they hold it, they can't let it go.
The Rashbam learns that the two parts of the Gemara are connected to one another. The first part is the issue of impounding. The second part is if it was impounded, do we release it? The Rashbam says they are connected to one another, without a doubt. They are absolutely connected with one another, without a doubt. And he says as follows. He says that if we impound it, the shita that says lo mafkinin is who shita Rav Yehuda. Why is it that we do not release it? Why is it that we don't release it? So let's get this, okay? Well, we're going to explain now, we're going to be masmer now, three different shatim in the second half of the Gemara about if we impound it, do we what? If we impound it, do we what? Do we
release
it or not? Okay, so Rashbam says as follows, very beautifully. Rashbam says that Rav Papa and Rav Yehuda hold that it's considered to be a siluk. Okay? They both hold that it's considered to be a siluk. And this is the Rashbam Shita, as we said. Rashbam holds that it's considered to be a siluk. Okay? So what's the machlokus then between Rav Yehuda and Rav Papa? What's the machlokus? What does Rav Yehuda say? That we don't release it. Why don't we release it according to Rav Yehuda? So this is the machlokes. Even Rav Papa holds it's a siluk, but he holds that they did it out tanai. What was the tanai? If the guy doesn't bring Adim, they would what? What would they do? They would give it back out. They would release it. So according to Rav Yehuda, it was a tfisa al tanai. They impounded it out tanai. Al tanai. What was the tanai? That if the guy doesn't bring Adim, they'll what? They'll give it back and let them fight it out. This is what the Rashbam explains Rav Yehuda. Okay? This is the sheet of Rav Papa. Rav Papa holds that they impounded it al tanai, and therefore when the guy didn't bring Adim, what happens? We'll give it right back to them. What does Rav Yehuda say? Rav Yehuda holds that no. What does Rav Yehuda hold? What is Kol Dolam Gvar normally? What is Kol Dolam Gvar normally? A siluk. But once you engage in it and you impound it, you can't walk away from it anymore. Okay? He holds siluk aval berega she'ata berega she'anu poskim she'anu tofsim efshar lo mafkinin. The second that we engage in it, you cannot say, I'm out. Normally, we hold siluk. We hold siluk. But the second you get involved in it, that's it, finished. You finished the deal. And you can't just give it back to them, let them fight it out. Whereas Rav Papa says it's a tfis al tanai. Since it's a tfis al tanai, the guy never brought it in, just give it back to them. You follow me? But the Rashbam is saying it's based on siluk. That's what the Rashbam says, it's based on siluk. The whole concept of Kol Dolam Gvar is a siluk. And the sheet is R. Do we say tafsinin or do we not say tafsinin? So on the tzad that we say tafsinin, and that's what the Rashbam writes. What does the Rashbam write? Why does he say lo mafkinin? Why does he say lo mafkinin? Because the second that what we put in our hands, what's the din of lo mafkinin? We can't just stam what? Give it up and let anyone what? Grab it. We have a responsibility now that we impounded the boat. We can't just let people grab it. We have a responsibility now. Okay? So you follow what I'm saying? According to Rav Yehuda, the second that we grab it, lo mafkinin. But Rav Papa says it's tfis al tanai. And this is all based on the pshat of what? Tafsin, that we grabbed it. Okay? You see how the Rashbam says the two points are connected to one another? They're both connected to one another. Okay? That's how the Rashbam learns the whole Gemara. Both these points are connected with one another. Now this is the first pshat that we want to explain in this Gemara. Okay, the second. This is the number one pshat. Let's get number two. What's the second pshat you could explain this Gemara? Whether what? Whether we release it or we don't release it. Second pshat is to say as follows. That it's a machloikis as to whether it's what birur or psak. What does Rav Yehuda hold? What would you say Rav Yehuda would say? Rav Yehuda holds it to siluk. This is a second pshat in general. Therefore, if it's a siluk, what would you say? If it's a siluk, based on the psak themselves, but the second they grab it, we cannot release it. Cannot release it. And what does who? What does Rapapa hold? What does Rapapa hold? Birur. What does it mean that's a birur? What does a birur mean? Birur means that what? They have to clarify it. And if Rapapa holds, it's a birur. So since it's a birur, we could release it. Why not? Even when what? Even when it's grabbed, we could say kol dolim var. Even when we impounded the boat, we still want to have it. We have a mandate to clarify. If we want to release the boat, we want to release the boat. So the second shot I want to say is straight up machlekes is what kol dolim var is. Is it a siluk or is it a what? Is it a birur? Is it a siluk or is it a birur? The first shot we said is that everyone holds it a siluk. Even who? Even Rapapa. But it was a tfis al tanai. And therefore, since a guy never showed up with aid, and they can give it back. You see what I'm saying? Once you say it's a siluk and you engage him, you should have to finish it up. That's Rav Yehuda. Papa says not that way. So that's a second shot. A third shot we could explain in this machlokes is as follows. Maybe you could say everyone holds it, it's a birur. Everyone holds it's a birur. Everyone holds that what? Kol dolim var is a birur. But what does Rav Yehuda hold? What would you say Rav Yehuda would say? For a birur katan, and this is a birur katan. For a birur katan, lo mafkinin. We're not mafkinin for a birur katan. He didn't find Aiden, so we don't know what to do, you know? This is a small birur. So that's what Rav Yehuda says. The kol dolim var is a birur, but a birur katan, Rav Yehuda says, lo mafkinin. He can't be motzi mamun mitachas yedayim. We impounded it, Yossi. We're not going to what? We're not going to just what? We're not going to just give it back now and let them fight it out. Fighting it out is a birur katan, right? Just because you're a better boxer? So birur katan lo mafkinin. And you know what? Rav Papa would say yes. For birur katan, we would what? For birur katan, we would be mafkinin. Birur katan, we would be mafkinin. So I want you to get this down. There are three different machlok pshatim we want to say in the second portion of the Gemara. The three different pshatim are, do you hold, number one, everyone holds siluk? The question is, can you have a siluk al tanai or not? Rav Papa says yes, and therefore he holds what? Mafkinin. Rav Yehuda says no, and therefore what? Lo mafkinin. You say, number two, that what? That it's a straight up machlok, is it siluk or birur? Rav Yehuda holds it siluk, and therefore once we engage in it, we can't release it. Rav Papa holds it birur. Even if we impound it, we can release it if it's a birur. And the third approach is that everyone holds birur. The question is, for a birur katan, would he release or not? Rav Yehuda says no. Rav Papa says yes. Those are three different pshatim conceptually what the machlok is. But the Rashbam, which was the first pshat that we wrote on the board, clearly holds that the two points are connected together in the sugya. That if you hold tafsinin, yes? If you hold tafsinin, you know, let me ask you guys. What do you think would be l'shitoso? I mean, it would fit very beautifully. What does Rav Yehuda? Doesn't Rav Yehuda comment on both? What does Rav Yehuda say? Rav Yehuda says we don't seize it, we don't impound it. And what does Rav Yehuda say is if we do impound it? What does Rav Yehuda say if we do impound it? We don't release it. We don't release it. That's exactly what he says. Because the second you engage, you hold siluk. The second you engage in it, you cannot what? You have to take responsibility. You can't just in the middle say, I still want to be in the Sahara. That's ridiculous. That's exactly what Rav Yehuda says in Rashbam. You see how he's connecting the two points in the sugya? If you hold, that's exactly what Rav Yehuda holds. Rav Yehuda holds lo mafkinen. And what does he say on the first point? He says what? Lo tafsinen. Rav Yehuda says lo tafsinen, don't do it. But he says if you did it, lo mafkinen. Rashbam sets it up as being what? Sets it up as being, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, release it, let a guy go ahead and grab it who's not his? That's what he says in Lo Mafkinen. The Me'achar Shabbat, Mamun Yisro, Biyad Bezen, Ein Rashan Mafkiro, El Ma'akvan Oso, Mamun Achiyidu, L'mishi Yevenu. You got to give it to. What does he say in Mafkinen? What does he say in the last Rashbam there, Michael? Mafkinen, go ahead. Second to last Rashbam. Mafkinen, what does he say? Six lines on the bottom. Mafkinen, go, what does he say? Mafkinen? No, Mafkinen. Mafkinen, Kain, what? What did you say there about Mafkinen? Go ahead. Go ahead, Mafkinen. What does that mean? It means we were Mafkinen like it was in the originally, that the boat's sitting in the river. Because we grabbed it on condition, Shiladas Kain Tafsu, that if he doesn't bring Adam, we'll give it right back. That's Mamish writing what I wrote on the board. It's Al-Tanai. Mamish Tfisa Al-Tanai. That's Rapapa. Rav Yehuda says no. Rav Yehuda says the second you engage in it, normally you engage in it, you got to take responsibility to finish the deal. You can't just say, I'm going to give it back. How do you know the right guy's going to get it? So the Rashbam clearly connects the two parts of the sugya. Clearly connects the two parts of sugya. Let's see Tosis inside. The small Tosis Rav Huna. The small Tosis argues wholeheartedly on the Rashbam that the two points are not connected with one another at all. Not at all. The two points aren't connected at all with one another. Go ahead. Michael, read the Rashbam. Rav Huna Amar. The second and last Tosis on the Amar. Go to Rav Huna Amar. Excellent. Rav Yehuda says, Lo Tafsin, don't seize it, because if you seize it, it's undoable. You can't reverse it. So why get yourself involved in it, right? Don't seize the boat because it'll be unreversible. Go ahead.
So,
why does the Re say it's wrong? You shouldn't connect the two points because if it was true, why would Rav Papa be in one case and Rav Huna in the other case? Shouldn't they be both both Amoraim be mentioned in the same Machlokes? Who's in the Machlokes in the first point? Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Who's in the second point? Rav Yehuda and Rav Papa. I mean, if it's the same point according to Rashbam, why does the Gemara present Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda by both? Ella, you must be conceptually the two different points. Go ahead. Everyone got that? If you hold like Rav Huna, we seize it. That could even be according to the more mind number, we don't release it. Why? Why would we seize it? What's the svara? How's he disconnecting the two points? How's he divorcing the two points? Why would we seize it? Why would we seize the boat? Because we believe the guy's going to bring Adam. We believe him. So we seize it. Even though what? Even according to the Mandomer that what? Even according to the Mandomer says we don't release it, we would seize it. Why? Why would we do that? He's connecting the two. He says, you don't have to say that they're Kabatai. You look after Rav Huna. Rav Huna says we seize it. Even according to the Mandomer says Lo Mafkinen. Even according to the Mandomer says Lo Mafkinen. Right? Who's the man number says Lo Mafkinen? Rav Yehuda. What did Rav Yehuda himself say? Lo Tafsinen. So the Tosa saying it's not true. You could say we will not release the boat, even according to the man number says we would seize it. Because we're willing to seize it because we believe the guy ate him. It's irreversible. So what? So what? They're not connected, the two points. Aaron, you follow what I'm saying? Tosa, Rashbam said the two points are connected. We're not going to seize the boat because it's irreversible. That's Rav Yehuda's sheet. Tosa says, no, it's wrong. we will seize the boat because we're confident he's going to bring Adam. And if it's irreversible, so what? So what if it's irreversible? If he doesn't bring Adam, then I don't care. Go ahead, Michael. So Rev Yehuda.
Yeah, Rev Yehuda, Damar Lo Tav Sivan. I feel Man Damar Mafkinan. Hanu Heifa, Dima, Tav Sivan, Kvar Amal, Tav Chila, Lo Tav Sivan.
Dichashinan.
Dichashinan. Lo, Maisa Adam. Lo Nada, Le, Bira Shel Mi, Asha Shel Mei Hu, Il Mi La Haxer, Le Kach, Ein Lanu, Le Kanes Bidavar.
Oh, so what's he say here? Now, what? How do you square Rev Yehuda? What does Rev Yehuda say? What do you say Rev Yehuda says? Lo tafsinin will work, we don't seize it, and that works even according to Manomaru says what? We would release it. Why would it good according to Manomaru we release it? Because the shita that says we release is talking about a situation where Bidiyevid you took it. You shouldn't have taken the boat. But Bidiyevid, if you took the boat, we release it. But Lechachili, we never would seize it because we're afraid that maybe what? Maybe he won't ever bring Adam, and then we don't know what to do. We don't know who to return it to, therefore we shouldn't get involved at all. So you see how Tosus disconnects the two points, guys? It's a fundamental Machlokes Rashbam and Tosus. Rashbam connects the first part of the sugya with the second. Tosus says they're not connected. And his raya was, why didn't Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda argue on the second point? Okay, Rashbam will say maybe that's because he didn't. He didn't talk about the second point. I know it's not such a convincing point, right? Rashbam would say back because Rav Huna never commented on the second point. I don't know. He never was asked to shayla. Never was recorded by Ravina Ravashi, but nonetheless, Tosus thought it was convincing. But emerges a very conceptual machlokes. Okay? And the way you square it together is Rav Yehuda says, no problem. Rav Yehuda says, you can be of the opinion of Mafkinen, because that's where Bidiyevid sees the boat. If Bidiyevid sees the boat, we'll tell you to release it. Okay? Rav Yehuda doesn't hold like that personally. He holds, but Lamaisa, Laman, Damar, Lamafkinen. Right, because what's the building block of the Rashbam? The building block of the Rashbam is you better not seize that boat, because if you seize the boat, it's what? It's irreversible. That's why Rav Yehuda says what, guys? Lo tafsinin. Don't grab it. Don't seize it. Because if you seize it, what does Rav Yehuda say? Lo mafkinin. Rav Yehuda has lo by both, because once you seize it, you can never release it. It's irreversible. Rav Yehuda says, lo tafsinin, right? And he says what? Lo mafkinin. Rashbam says, they go habat again. It's getting into a very, very, very murky area. Therefore, don't seize it, because once you seize it, it's irreversible. Tosfos says, not true. Tosfos says, you can square the two opinions together. The opinion of mafkinin was where Bidiyevid you grabbed it. But the opinion of mafkinin would say, lechachilo, don't what? Don't grab it. See, according to Rashbam's approach, whenever you see Mafkinin release, what does that tell you? Whenever you see the opinion Mafkinin release, what would that tell you according to Rashbam? Seize it. No big deal, because it's reversible. Tosfos is not true. If you hold Mafkinin, that's only Bidiyevid if you seized it. But the opinion that says Mafkinin will still say Lechachilu, don't grab it.
Why?
Good question.
No, it could say, right?
The opinion that says Mafkinin is only commenting where Bidiyevid you seized it, release it. But that opinion that says Mafkinin will say, it could say, Lechachila, don't seize it.
It could say, it doesn't have to say.
You're right, but that's exactly the point, that they're not connected though. It's not Mukhruch. Rashbam said it's Mukhruch, the two are connected. You follow me? Tosfos is saying they are not connected. There are two points you can divorce from one another. Okay? It's a very critical point. Now, One sec, Yossi. Now, Elliot just asked me, Rebbe, what's the svara of Tosfos? What is the svara of Tosfos? That he disconnects the two. So I was thinking maybe he could suggest like this. Maybe. I was thinking like this. I was thinking maybe Tosfos is of the daya of a siluk squared or cubed. When you see the word siluk, maybe Tosfos holds in general, and this is very possible, that Tosfos holds that Kol Dal Nevar is a siluk squared or cubed. That basically Beis Din says, we don't want to be bothered by Baal Batim. We don't want to be bothered by Baal Batim. They want to sit and learn all day and say shiurim. They don't want to have to deal with Machlokesim and Baal Batim. Right? If you hold that extreme version of siluk, you know what that means? That means, number one, that if we don't seize it, deal with it yourself. We don't seize it. Not in a bad way. I don't mean to deal with you. So we feel bad, but we don't want to get involved. And if we do get involved, I want you to know any time we can recuse ourselves and say, you know what? We'll give it right back. That's in essence what Tosas is saying. Because what is Tosas saying? Tosas is saying if you hold mafkinin, I could still hold what? Don't seize it. It just means b'dieved, if you seized it, we could still end it and say, take it back. So I would want to say, Elliot, maybe what's pushing Tosos is like a siluk, I don't know how to say it, kaful, or whatever he wants, squared or cubed. It's like, you know what? Bazin always has the rights within them to say, listen, we don't want to get involved. And if we did get involved, we can say, listen, you know what? It's getting too difficult for us. We want to give you the boat back.
Isn't it just saying like, we don't want to come to a final decision because like it's just saying.
Yeah, however you want to say it practically. No, in my response to you, Zevi, it's not true. It's not Bezdin's job. According to Tosis, it's not Bezdin's job. It's a bonus if they want to do it. It's overtime if they want to do it. And if they don't want to engage in overtime, then all you guys deal with it yourself. They don't have that job. That is not their requirement. It's kind of like Rabbi Yonah writes in the Mishnah Avos that you shouldn't aspire to be a dayan. Why? You want to be a dayan so you can make the decision Mr. X wins and Mr. Y loses? Rabbi Yonah says the only way you should be a dayan if there's no one else around. He says the Beferish in the Mishnah Avos. Right under that. What is Gaibi? You want to be a dayan so you can decide? Let another person do it. There's no one around. Okay, buck stops with you. You have no other choice. So I'm saying in the extreme version, that's what Tosis is saying. See Luke Square. No, we don't want to get involved. And if we decided on overtime that we wanted to get involved, we can stop that overtime right in the middle. Engaging in this. Now, I want to point out, right, I said this smart to Reb Usher this morning, okay? He said he wasn't so noach with it. But I told him that it's smack against the Rashbam, because what's the Rashbam's whole premise? What's our responsible premise? I hold siluk, siluk, siluk. But what does Rav Yehuda say? The second you engage in it, exactly like you said, Zevi, the second you engage in it, you got to finish it. You took the responsibility upon yourself. Finish the job. The Rashbam defies what we're saying in Taisus. But the Nakuda is, are these two points connected with one another? Or are they not? Rashbam has told them, how about tell you? Okay? So, one second. Well, we didn't do the first Tosos. The first Tosos, I'm going to photocopy Blinetter for you. The different Gemaras, the Mishnah, so we'll get it all clear with that Tosos tomorrow. But look, I just want to just quickly summarize what we saw today, okay? We didn't answer the Chassam Sofer's Kasha. Kol Dam Garzuli mentioned after the whole Gemara. We presented a big machlokes, the Russian Tosos, yes? We had three Nafkaminu that is Birur Siluk. But then we point out the problem that we have with Tosos. That if Tosos says, if you sell it, it's good. But I thought there's a second round. Why can't you grab it away from him? That forced the Nesivus to say a noob shot of what? Biru B'Shlav Sheni. Or to say, Silu, but it's Yehush Hashin Rishus. With that Yehush Hashin Rishus, we were Mazbir the Rashbam. Why was the Rashbam only worried about what? Selling, and not about the guy himself. So we said, maybe he wants to hit the road? What do you mean? The guy himself could hit the road. Why were I only Mechira? So we said, the pshat of the Nesivis. And we added that Nakuda that you asked me in Seder. Why is it that you asked me also? Why is it not called on VAR originally when the guy grabs it? The reason is because he's pleading for a regular Din Torah. I'm going to bring a Adim. I don't want anarchy. Basin doesn't allow anarchy. But if the guy takes and sells it, that's Yehush Hashin Rishus. And Aaron asked, Rebbe, what's going on? Imri Bina says, Yehush, there's a second round. The Rashbam should have said because there's a second round. That's the point we wanted to bring out. The Mechir is Yehush Hashin Rishus. He could have said the second round, but he doesn't say that. And the Mukiyos, who says there's no second round, says Der Chatifa. Then we went on to read the Gemara. We said there are three pshatim, how to be mazur, the second part of the Gemara. And then we said that, is the second part connected with the first part? Machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos. Rashbam says it is. Tosfos says it's not. And we remind her what the beer, why Tosfos says not. And why Rashbam says it's connected. Because the two points of what, once you engage in it, you've got to finish it. Tosfos argues on that completely. And the two points are not connected with one another, none whatsoever. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's dive in Minchut. Yes.
You hold.
Okay.
You hold.